Who's Ricky Pooch?
Yeah, oh, my mom's.
This is a smelly link.
You know what?
Hey, what you mean by that? Hey, what you mean by that? Hey,
whoa!
We got him on his first racismo charge.
We got him.
My PR has been slipping recently.
you being on a podcast called Apes on Tapes is suspect enough.
Yeah.
Word.
You know what this is? It's like setting up mics in front of a zoo.
Let nature take its course. Hey, yo, you're coming down the camera. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Y'all walk in front of the camera.
All right, say hi to the camera.
Oh my God.
You might as well sit over there and just chime in. But.
What do you man talking? You must got started without me, bro.
Nah, we were just bitching about you, man.
Oh, you bitching?
Yeah,
you
bitching
about ass niggas.
We don't like drink, we don't like Orangolans, but
nigga walked past them.
This is hilarious, bro. This is gonna come out so ridiculous.
We're called Apes and Tapes. What do you expect?
I'm gonna roll with it, man.
How's everyone been, man?
What's going on, man?
Fuck all.
Don't say fuck all. You and out, bro. You're a Hawksmoor fam.
Yeah, bro.
Wait, hold on. Can I ask one question?
What?
Why is man recording himself eating a steak in that?
Why not?
He's recording himself eating meat.
Bro.
It was good meat.
It was good meat.
Was it girth?
Bro, it didn't show on camera, yeah? It didn't show on camera, but that girth was crazy. That was a crazy girth.
Why did you go to Sip and Stroke, but then you didn't show like any of the, like,
the what, bro?
None of the stroking.
The activities.
None of the stroking, bro.
You went where?
It was not real. That's not a real place. That's not a real place.
What? Is yes, that where you sip and paint?
It's not a real place.
Sip and stroke.
It's not real.
No, I'm being dead serious.
That's a Friday.
You know the thing where the...
Wait. So one girl was talking to me and she was like saying she went to Sip and Stroke where you paint naked men.
Yeah.
No, that's a different thing. Sip and Stroke is where they be painting, but then there's a naked nigga walking through, like,
it's meat out and that. Is it real?
That's real.
Yeah.
And they paint him.
Yeah, no, they're not painting him. Like, that nigga just, he on a madness.
Stroke. It's like
bro,
a soul,
he be getting top in that. It's crazy.
You be getting brain in that, bro.
Bro.
There's real strokes.
There's real strokes in there, bro. Real
strokes.
Sharon said, where do I sign up?
You gotta sign like a form to like make sure you're all clean. So
that's crazy. That's crazy.
I need to get invited in like a vampire.
He's gonna have his wanted poster on the wall, blood.
Patient zero, fam.
What kills me about Alex is like when I first met him, I was like, surely this guy's not like what he's like on Twitter, and he's way worse.
Way worse in real life.
I met Alex properly. We were in the dance a couple of years ago, yeah. And we were downstairs. I'm not gonna retell the story he told, did it? But the story about a hotel room in America. it's the first time I met him properly.
That's the first time I met him 2 years ago.
I
pulled someone aside. I was like, yo.
No, but do you remember? I think Pippin invited him to ball,
yeah.
And you messaged him. You know each other then. Don't come.
No.
Pippin was chimping, innit? Yeah. He's invited the whole world, didn't he? Yeah. I said, there's too many niggas at this stage, and even the man them were in
Ascensia.
No.
I know what this reminds me of right now. You might never seen that picture yet of No. What's that Swedish baller called? I played for Celta Vigo, and he lived in Kenya.
Gedetti.
Gedetti. Have you seen a picture of Gedetti when he's playing?
Yeah.
Those bare Africans.
I just him.
That's two of us right now.
I was gonna say, what do you want? Are you trying to ship?
Yeah, stroke, beloved. Let's go.
No, what I was going to say was, we all came to the agreement that we had to cut someone at the session, eh?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, he's not in the group chat, so he don't get priority.
But you know what's mad? I'm just going about my day, and like, I just get, I don't think we follow each other.
You didn't,
No, we didn't follow each other.
You know what?
I think you heard about football tonight, Big Rod. You said, forget it.
Wait, you hired him on the timeline.
No, he's like, forget it, don't come.
I was thinking, damn, a nigga couldn't like direct message me in front
on
of
the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. On the main.
And then And then about
that's before, like a... wait,
before I could like reply to you, Pippin messaged me saying, "No, Alex has messaged you, but we still need numbers, so come through still."
Yeah, someone else dropped out after.
And I was
that's like when Abue got subbed on and then subbed off.
You've been there.
I remember you like, I'm a barge when I see whatever.
Yeah, then I see the size of Atlas. So I was like, forget this.
You've been a hater since day one. That's so nuts, bro.
Someone asked me the other day what my hobbies are. I said, writing, video games, gym, sports, hating.
Get
me.
Yeah. I'm so glad
hating would be higher than my list.
Bro.
Who remembers? Yeah, who remembers? Atlas said was so hot. Yeah, he started adding the random thing saying, blah, 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 blah.
The man were in the group chat.
Head to the moon!
He's wilding.
It was you and it was. I'm saying his name, but it was you and it was the other nigga.
Man.
It was Mello and it was another nigga whose name I'm not going to say. He communicated, didn't it? I said, give me 5 minutes. I was at work, you know, I had no signal. I said, give me 5 minutes. As soon as I got signal, I said, everyone's getting
bro, he blew everyone up. He was blowing up upper operations. Bro, it was like, you know, Putin.
Yeah.
Bro, he was like, they had to call my man, tell him, chill. Yeah, slow down.
Man, kill
the nukes.
Oh, I remember that.
Man, was at people in the mains, you know. I was like, bro.
He's like, yo, Pippin, I swear you were.
Yeah.
He was like a scorned woman.
Hey yo, Tukas.
Head was on fire. But
there's right, no cool. way you put a coaster under your thing. There's no way.
Why not?
Underneath.
Oh shit, there's coasters.
Oh, they got coasters for real.
Nigga, fuck
it. Fuck you, mate, this is.
Alright, let's get this podcast started, man. Even though we've been.
Have we started?
Yeah, that was chimp hours. Yeah. now, what I wanted to talk about was. It was Jamal Edwards.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace.
It's always shocking when like someone like
youngish.
Someone just like so
important to the culture.
Yeah, like just gone so quickly. Like,
I think with Jamal Edwards, I think because he was so accessible.
Yeah.
He was so relatable, and it's like
no one did anything like that at all before as well.
He paved the way for modern day.
He made as well. You think like he made the biggest UK artist in the world. There's no Ed Sheeran without him.
There was a lot of obviously, not to take away from Jamal Edwards, but we can't move away from what someone like Tim Westwood did before him.
He did it
in a different kind of way.
There's always someone.
I know, cap.
No, but there's always
Tim Westwood 62 still got freshers.
Bro,
you know apparently,
and he ain't performing.
Apparently, he's active.
Let's get back on topic.
But yeah, fair enough. But Tim Westwood. I think someone like Tim Westwood paved the way, and Jamal Edwards definitely did more for the culture than Tim Westwood. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm saying someone like Tim Westwood
paved the way.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim Westwood, like, but then you think about before that. Like,
let you pick him for, I ain't even white man flowers.
Like channel, AKA and Channel U.
No, but what Jamal Edwards did, he brought it online.
And he brought it
getting on Channel 8. Like when I was like, when we was kids, like how the hell did you get on Channel 8?
Yeah.
No one knew. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just turn up somewhere like.
Jamal Edwards would just pull up to you with this camera and just give you an opportunity to be on YouTube. Like he wouldn't even charge a lot of guys, you know what I mean?
Because he's definitely the reason for everyone's success where it's like.
You can even bring
it down to this. Like somewhere, like having a podcast has led from
that's a very
about,
good that's a good point
like, yeah. all that's leads to point. Like this yeah. so like even with like him I just remember
using
like,
social media for
yeah. Like I just remember just like watching SBTVs for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I was on F64s
bro. I can't lie, yeah, I felt so proud of Mover finally got one. I was like, bro, my ends is finally on the map. We're here, nigga.
You got one for my ends, but I think what about
you know who my favorite will always be is English Frank.
Was that the bald guy?
Yeah.
Wait, he's racist.
What do you think?
No, but that one there where he was so close to.
Yeah.
He looked crazy.
He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Yeah. Probably.
Like, he's a bit too aggressive to not be racist.
But like, his bars were mine. He was like,
no, but
he was always so like. I had a baby before I was born. I turned three before I turned 10. Selling crack out the womb.
He had one bar, in his F64 when he goes. So I'm happy because I reached 25 because my best friend died before he was 25. I'm like, nigga, you 30. You're 30 years old.
Wait, you was 30 back then?
No, he, I don't know what, how old he was, but he was not younger than 25. Yeah. But, nigga, but, you look 30 years old.
Wait.
That's hilarious.
25 back in the days looked mad old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different now.
When I look at my parents when they were 26, my dad's hairline had the McDonald's thing. Yeah. I'm like, you're 26 here.
Yeah, like my dad had two kids already and shit.
My dad at 24 looked mad old, bro.
Yeah.
Bad. If you know back then,
you,
yeah.
You don't realize it.
21, you're like an adult.
Testosterone.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. We're losing, like, have you seen like, NFL players back like, in the 70s? Yeah, guy like 21 looks 82.
When compared like Tom Brady when he was 44 to that other nigga when he was like 42.
Yeah.
The guy like Tom Brady's dad. Crazy. What's the we're losing testosterone? We're losing recipes as well.
Bro. But I can't lie, I'd rather keep my hairline as long as possible than, and be less testosterone. I'd rather be a bit.
Nah, but you see the thing about Jamal Edwards as well.
Ain't that wrong a little?
The thing about Jamal Edwards as well is like it's not even like that he was like one of the forerunners of like the creating like social online platforms. It's like when he got on and got to like his stage of like success and credibility, he used that influence to to just help people just because he wanted to. Like,
put people, yeah.
Literally just put people on.
So more than just SBTV, he even used his like his influence as an MBE, his connections and things like that just to help people out because he just wanted to see it.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think there's anyone that's had anything negative to say about
it. Reminds you of when like Mac Miller passed away, for instance, like everyone is just so like positive. No one has anything bad to say about them.
Yeah. Look at that waist, man.
It's, gold link.
It's right.
Link gold, bro.
You see when
Where's them jumps?
Justine!
Justine!
Chill.
Atuka said he understands him still.
The thing about SBTV, it had quality control.
Yeah.
You see like the new, I think, Black Box, like, Black Box had, after Dave's Black Box.
Well, you just put a pinky and you can have a Black Box.
Yeah, after basically. Dave's Black Box, I thought it would be a serious like thing. But then I seen they were letting any niggas on.
There's like three Black Boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, who, what, where?
Yeah. That's when I was like, but
there's with like Black Box.
But yeah, you had to like basically give your soul away to get F64.
SBTV, it had quality. He had to look out for people. Like, he probably had bare messages of whack rappers. And
of course.
But with the good ones, good people, you'd probably like, I'll shoot it for free because he knew it benefits everyone at the same time.
Yeah, but there's more eyes on his channel.
Yeah.
Even after what Tim West was freestyle sessions, he was letting everyone have it.
Yeah. Mm. Letting anyone.
And even the, what's it called? Charlie Sloth thing. What was his thing called again?
Fire in the booth.
Hey.
Fire in the booth, fire in the booth.
Hey, I'm taking Tim Westwood over Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
Wait,
there's something wrong with Charlie Sloth. I can't pin my, like, when it comes out in a few years.
You say your radars.
Jay reminds me, like, DT from Arsenal Fan TV. Like, you can just tell. He's very aggressive. Like, you can just tell.
No, but even with Tim Westwood just had more iconic freestyles.
He has.
If you were to just go through the catalogue of freestyles,
he's been about longer.
Yeah, to be fair.
Even if you were to cap it at a certain. So when the
era.
Started doing
Fire in the Booth.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
I'm not even talking music. I'm just talking
in general.
They're signing off with Charlie Sloth.
I agree.
He had a new hairline and stuff like that.
Tim Westwood.
Yeah,
he's a new hairline.
Matt said he's a bit. We know. Ain't no a bit. We know.
He's been Barfest like back to back to back.
We back. He gets older, they get younger.
He's the type of man to smash an 18-year-old and be like, yeah, she's legal though.
He used to go to Bigger Fish than that.
Hey, listen, I got some scary stories.
Imagine a girl.
Hold on, wait. What you
said? I got some scary stories that I can't tell on this podcast. I'm not trying to bring that kind
of thing. How bad would it be if you like you kind of start to fall in love with a girl? She's like, yeah, back in fresh as me and Tim Westwood.
I'll kill myself.
I'm jumping into the Thames.
Before even Fresh's age, I'm talking about.
Oh my god!
This fire in her booth.
Here's a question.
Were they legal though?
No.
I got a question before you.
Fucking Tim Westwood is very, very close to necromancy. Yeah. Very close.
To what?
It's very, very close to fucking a corpse. It's very. Nah, it's not the right word.
Necrophilia.
Necrophilia. Ain't that from like anime or something?
No, that's from, bro. That's from, what's that shit called? Shaman King.
Yeah, Shaman King. Bro, I'm talking about
Shaman King. I thought it was you.
Bro, that's your
Sephora. Nigga said necromancy.
Get out of here, bro.
I'll ask you a question. What's everyone's favorite F64? 64.
MC Terminator.
G Fresh.
100. Maybe Devlin's.
MC Turn.
No, the one he's outside like behind.
Yeah.
It's like a rooftop.
Benny Banks. Benny Banks one.
Hey, it's cold. I kind of like, I felt that one.
He said.
Chiefs don't want to beat. They seem to want to beat.
Aye. He was letting all the beans spill there. Talking about how
and his baby mum and that. His baby mum's a hoe. Like, whoa. We need to know that.
His baby mum's was a stripper. Yeah,
like,
yeah, what like that?
Damn. Like, keep it with the family, bro. And Benny Banks, you know, he was Custy's like, baby mum.
Yeah, he was letting it all fly. And I was like, damn.
We got call a spade though. White rappers are like known for oversharing.
Yeah. Me on first day, yeah.
Fair enough.
And white sheet on me now.
Okay. My old job is Screwfix. My manager's like a proper like Essexy guy. Yeah. He's like, Lucas, fucking hell, mate, don't get married. Like every shift.
They always tell you that.
They tell you the madness as well, how they got their girlfriend.
Their wife and kids more than a white guy. Bro.
They're the ones that turn up, they finish at 5, they live 10 minutes away from home, they don't actually enter the house till 8 o'clock.
They're chilling in the whip, bro.
They don't want to go home. They don't want to go home, bro. They hate their wife, they hate their kids.
And there's actually no way out because divorce is long sometimes. Yeah. Especially if you're not financially like capable.
Yeah.
I was gonna say
Bashy.
That's a good one. Bashy was moving wild back then. Yeah. Nigga rolling around with a lollipop.
Super Chubbs.
After the
Chubbs.
Sometimes.
Ask Carlos.
Yeah. You know how disrespectful Gets must have felt? A nigga with a lollipop saying all this magic.
If we're keeping a spade, yeah. Bashy was spinning it.
Yeah.
Bashy was smoking his
boots. His head was black.
His head was black. Bashy was smoking.
But I think Getz was just fresh off the roads then. Yeah. So, but
what do you not think about the one he had with P Money? Like, do you think P Money won?
Ooh.
Hand on my heart.
I was gonna say Getz because I'm a Getz guy.
Yeah, because everyone was telling me he won. Have you heard all black winner?
But P Money held it down though. Because at the start, when they first started, people were, oh, Getz is gonna wash him now. P Money like made like, it.
No, he held it, but everyone was.
A lot of people would say P Money won. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people were telling me it was an overwhelming thing. I was like, have you heard all black winner, bro? All black winner was nuts, you know.
But my question was,
I still maintain Getz has the best freestyle in UK.
He's nuts, bro. All
right, cool. You see, with like friends, yeah. I was talking about like. Quality control. Mm. See, if your friend came up to you and was like spitting music, but he was dead, are you telling him?
I'll give you this scenario.
I'm not.
Inshallah. Be
I'm inshallah. Fake as fuck.
Right?
Inshallah.
Let's say, wait, when you blow, right? If one of my brethren is crap, and he says, yo, can you promote this? I'm going to say no.
I feel like you actually would.
You would actually say no.
For me,
I feel like if you have a platform, you have a responsibility to
maintain
and to control quality. Right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say his name because he blocked me, Abdi TV. Whoever sends him something, sends him a bread, he'll post it. And that's why he blocked me, because I said that to him. I said, you'll post it. I said, nigga, you post it.
For the bag, man.
If it's a thing where it's about the bag, that's fair enough, innit? But say that. Don't claim to be for the culture and this and that if you're just there for the bag. I'm not gonna if you're just there for the bag, that's fair enough. I'm not gonna hold you
but
on that.
I think it's more of like if I see you doing music, I'ma mind my business.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go out my way to say, yo, you stink.
Yeah. Saying that, that's cool.
There's a lot of niggas who actually really do that to you.
Yeah.
No names.
You pussy now, huh?
If I say his name,
oh, you got one of mine.
but I'm saying I wouldn't go out my way to say, nah, nigga, you reek.
Yeah.
But, I'm talking about
but if someone comes to me and was like, what do you think about my music? I'm going to be nice and be like, it's not for me.
Yeah, literally the best way. It's not for me.
You gotta be real with my man. Like, yeah, you can't lie to him. If he's shit, like you know he's shit, you can't be telling him, it's not for me, but some people will like it.
I've got a good story about this actually.
That's actually fair enough because for instance, you niggas like that yeet nigga, for instance, and a nigga sucks.
No, hold on. That's a not for me thing because we're not the only people that like him. There are millions of
Alex is talking about.
No, but you know when a nigga stinks.
Has a number one album, whoever you're talking about does not.
Number one where? Romania.
Yeah, but what the
fuck? Ain't no rappers in Romania.
That's in Romania.
Well, Haji has a repeat.
When the album
album dropped. Yeet had the number one album in the world.
Yes. I didn't even know yet.
Nah, nah, sure. Now you gotta show me that. Yeet. Number one.
Is this?
You don't know who he is.
Bro, I'm an old man.
I don't
want to
hear none of that. Nigga, anyone can get number one album these days, man.
Number one's a Fugazi Woozy, bro. Fugazi Woozy, bro.
No, but my point was, you actually know when someone stinks. Like, there's a...
Hey, it's not for me. Just say it like that.
I got a question, though, on this topic, though. Like, where do you, man, stand on this new pandemic of, like, the 2000s, 90s, like, R&B samples? That
stop it. Kill stop it. It. Stop it. Dead it right now.
Dead it right
that.
Now.
Stop
they've
it.
Overdone it.
It feels like you're just kind of reusing the song. The only bit that's good about it is the song that we liked before.
Hear me out. I think it's just a bad case of sampling. Because like they sampled back in the day.
Okay, now listen, I was having a conversation with my brethren about this yesterday. He sent me two of his songs, right? Just to get my opinion on. And the first one he sent me, he'd sampled like a really popular like 2000s R&B song, innit? But he's like, I made this song 2 years ago. But obviously now the topic is and what I kind of said to him is like, my issue with the sampling today is that sampling has been a part of hip hop since its genesis. That's how hip hop started, you know what I mean? But back in the days when guys used to sample, they knew how to chop, they knew how to arrange, they knew how to pitch correct, they knew how to you know what I mean, like they put the sample into MPCs and turn it into an instrument, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the time they was finished with the sample, it sounded like a new song.
Yeah.
You might not even know where the sample came from.
Exactly. Yeah, unless you got a proper ear for it. Yeah.
Now it's just the song playing.
Now all they're doing is looping the song.
It's mad
four
lazy.
Bars.
It's mad
lazy. Like, you know,
who's even clearing these samples, bruv? People used to fight for their life to clear.
I can't lie on my life, you're spitting.
Jay-Z, you know Jay-Z, what song is it? Bruv, he had to lie and said he loved the song to clear the sample. Now people just clearing these.
You know, every step I take, I'm missing you, P. Diddy.
Yeah.
He has, do you know how much money he has to pay Sting every time that song plays?
Bro, back in the day,
making a drink every day.
No, but Sting is slimy for that one. Sting is mad slimy for that.
They're slimy for what they did for Juice WRLD as well, I swear.
Bro, he's slimy. Sting is mad slimy, though. Bro,
they're old as fuck as well.
They're eating, man. But yeah, bro, he used to take blood, sweat, and tears to clear samples.
Do you know what?
Now you're giving it.
Joy is now.
I can clear a sample.
Luda, Joy is
for Kanye.
I
said, nah, fuck it. I don't want to clear it.
But I think, I think
Lauryn Hill for All Falls Down.
I think, someone like Jay-Z, he went through everything to clear one sample.
Yeah.
But he put in the contract, whatever hip hop artist wants to use it can use it for free.
Yeah.
So there's people like that. Like make it easier for people.
Yeah, pass it down.
But certain samples are impossible. The bags.
Hey, listen. You see Marvin Gaye's estate, yeah?
Yeah.
You can't even use a line that Marvin Gaye used in one of his songs.
Yeah, he be on everyone, bro. Marvin Gaye's estate to chill, bro.
This is very random. Have you heard how he died?
They sued Robin Thicke and Pharrell because
Marvin Gaye.
The song. Crazy. They sued Robin Thicke and Pharrell because
his dad killed
them. They didn't sample anything. Didn't have none of the same instruments. The songs just had the same vibe, and they took Pharrell and Robin Thicke to court and won, man.
Do you know what is with... Sorry,
I was going to say, because I heard like an H sample. Like, the H song, and I'm just like, it's like you guys are saying, it's not... For me, if you just take the song and just... basically reuse it. It's not even
really that's what they're doing. It's
no what I was going to say with...
What sampling is like. Yeah. Bro, someone like The Alchemist will take a sample, bro.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
That's literally the example.
Pitch correct
the song, I'm Hold You Down, innit? When he takes, like... I forget, it's like a song from, like, back in the 70s. But that... It's like he takes, like, a... second and a half
and literally put
you know what it is a sample you should know where it's from. You should be like, oh, but I didn't know that, like you should like a little bit
you should know where it's from, but it should sound like a different
yes
a sample is, you shouldn't know where it's from until someone tells you
exactly
you know, oh when you hear it
I was gonna say though, with music and a lot of things in life in general, with I think social media and just technology being so accessible.
Yeah.
You don't even need to play an instrument to be a musician anymore, really, when you think about it. People get lazier, and so you don't actually have to put as much effort in to make something brilliant to kind of blow, if that makes sense.
So making music in general these days is just too easy.
It's too easy.
It kills talent.
Access to studios.
Yeah.
They have too much easy access to videographers to do videos.
Yeah. They gave us access to a studio.
We shouldn't.
Never. And also, another thing is that even with R&B, people complain R&B nowadays as well, compared to like back in the day, a lot of R&B singers, they started from the church doing... choir,
they actually
developed.
You know how R&B fell off. They don't even do bridges anymore. Remember when people used to do bridges? Yeah. When the whole beat used to change and there was like an 8-bar where it was like a new.
Now me, I could be heartbreak and I'll do R&B.
To be fair, I'm gonna keep it a stat right now.
No development at all.
Right now, you don't need to know how to sing to be an R&B singer. You have the image. Have like sad bars.
Keep
and be relatable.
The best singer in the world currently is Young Thug.
He's trying that trend of not having to be able to sing. Yeah, well, two people. One. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah, the first was Bobby Brown.
I might agree with the first.
Bobby Brown, because him and Robbie Williams are the same person.
Wait, hold on. Let him land.
Piss off coke.
Let him land.
I love them both.
Yeah, hold on. Let him land.
Rihanna.
Wait, forget Rihanna. Wait, hold on. Forget Rihanna. Yeah, go on.
Rihanna can't sing.
I gotta hear
Rihanna,
it.
Rihanna.
She can't sing well.
No. Rihanna.
Be careful what you guys are saying on this podcast.
Yeah, I can't lie. You're gonna get cancelled.
If they get cancelled over this.
I love Rihanna. Rihanna is gorgeous. Beyonce. She's an amazing artist. She's got charisma. She's got presence. All of that.
Yeah.
She's got the full package. Like, she is. She's an artist, innit?
Yeah.
She's got the full package.
So you like her music? Yeah. Love her exactly. Music. Yeah.
She's just not a great singer. Yeah, I hear that.
And do you know what?
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Let me land. 112 could not sing. I tell this nigga this all the time. If I lived in that day and age, I could be in 112. Every man I love, I could be in 112.
I'll tell you Keith Sweat can't sing.
Two of the three couldn't sing. There's one of them, Slim. Yeah, okay. Sometimes he'd be hitting notes. But he's the only one.
If you compare them to their contemporaries, they really can't sing.
I swear, what's the niggas what could sing as well? Was it Wasted Men? Niggas
were
rap.
They were
They can sing. They're just ugly. They're the opposite of what we're talking about. No, they're so talented.
What's the new attitude?
Sure.
What's the group Bobby Brown was in originally?
Oh, New Edition.
That's New Edition. Who's the nigga that was rapping?
They can't sing.
New Edition, Loki can sing. No. What's the main
thing? They can't sing.
Bobby Brown can't sing.
Bobby Brown can't sing.
No, he can't.
But at all.
The lead singer.
They got a rapper and no one can't sing.
I forgot. And they brought in another guy in the end. He could sing. Of New Edition.
Ralph Kresman.
Yeah, he can sing.
But
then they brought in another nigga when
there are two niggas that can sing, the rest couldn't sing.
He was moving nuts. He's crazy.
In the 90s, if you could do a spin move and take your top off, you could make a boy band. 100%.
Bobby Brown had everything but a voice.
New Kids on the Block did it to spite New Edition.
Really?
They fired him as manager. He was like, I can find anyone and do what you can do.
And he did. He did.
He found New Kids on the Block, like four white guys. They said, I can find anyone and they can do exactly what you can do.
Aye, but do you know J-Lo has a similar origin to music though? Because J-Lo's manager used to be Mariah Carey's manager. Mariah Carey's manager wanted someone to come and rival J-Lo.
Even though they're different ethnicities, they're similar looks, if you like.
Jennifer Lopez was a dancer and they manufactured her as an artist.
Manufactured, it's so funny as a word.
You know when I call someone, I forgot the word. Industry plant.
Yeah.
That's an industry plant. I'm not talking.
People
when I say that like, he's an industry plant, where they're saying like they're street, like
I wish I was.
I'm talking when a label backs you and puts money into you, you're automatically, or you get funding from a label.
It's hard to be shit.
But don't want to sign you.
It's hard to be shit at that point.
If you give me a certain
best
amount of
features,
money, yeah,
best.
Give me some written bars, mm-hmm. I could blow up.
Bro,
if you
J-Lo,
give me a mil.
J-Lo was having hit singles that she barely sang a note on.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, Jenny on the Block still goes crazy though.
She was Milli Vanilli, man.
They were the original Wazzy Woozies. They were the original Wazzy Woozies.
That is crazy.
Are the biggest Wazzy Woozies.
Biggest Wazzy Woozies.
Milli Vanilli, man.
It's a Wazzy.
It's a Wazzy. It's a Woozy.
That's too funny. Yeah, it's just so funny. Their apology as well. Like they can barely speak English. How are you singing these songs?
Yeah, that music industry is ridiculous. Yeah,
it's a mess. I mean, J-Lo can't sing, but hey, listen. If I was to represent J-Lo on the 10 vs 10,
hey, Get Right is not many people got a song better than Get Right. You know,
got a song better than Get Right. Yeah. Not a lot of people got a song better than Jenny. Jenny from the Block. Mm-hmm. Hey, you get me? Like,
she got slaps. We gotta be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Let's call a spade a spade, man. Let's call a spade a spade, man.
All right, let's move on from music.
Kanye.
Let's talk about the war.
Huh? What do you know about the war? What do you know about the war?
I was away for a few weeks, yeah?
My man, he only heard about it today. I told him before the podcast. He's like, what?
I can't even lie, yeah? I was away in, if any of my colleagues are watching, I weren't away, but I was away in the main thing. So news comes slow. My internet was mad slow. And I just remember, I was waking up and I was like, damn, you niggas going into war. I'm safe here. But then I was just reading up on it, and I was like, damn.
Oh, man.
They like, it's not even a, like, everyone's exaggerating it. It's like, not even like a world war. It's just literally.
Nah, it's pretty far.
No.
It's just Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah. That's all it is. It's.
Back in like the day where like we had the world wars back in the day, the world was very different in terms of like how many countries of the world were like nuclear juggernauts, right?
Yeah.
So here's an analogy I thought of literally right now. You get two like niggas who can fight and get them to fist fight, right? Mm. And they're gonna keep going for ages. Mm-hmm. But then you give both those niggas guns, the fight's gonna last.
That's so true.
Same way, that's back so then, true.
There wasn't that same like
the deterrent, yeah.
But now it's like if we go to war, the war will be over in 2 days.
But my understanding of the war is literally
Ukraine basically used to be
Russia and Ukraine used to be for life.
The USSR, yeah.
They used
to
be for life.
Ukraine used to be part of Russia, yeah.
Ukraine said, I want to do my own thing. Like I'm like it's been calm. Yeah. I want to do my own thing. Then Russia peaked Ukraine. Fucking with the ops.
Basically.
You might know something about the war.
Hold on, I let you leave and now you're fucking with
yeah,
my
ops. Yeah, actually spot on.
Yeah. you might be
Hey, they did that boozy
for him. Apparently what it actually is though, like when NATO was first conceived, the president at the time, I think it might be Nixon, made a deal with the Russian president that NATO wouldn't grow its territory any closer
to the border.
They don't want NATO to be on the border of Russia.
I don't think NATO ever offered Ukraine a spot, but Putin's using it as his justification.
Ukraine been fucking with NATO. They've been fucking with NATO, and they want to join NATO.
But they fucking NATO too much. That's why Russia.
Yeah, that's why Russia. You know what?
They took Crimea.
Saying like just to chimpify what's going on. Russia seen Ukraine flirting with NATO and was like, hold on, before they even try be one of them, I'm gonna take
stupid,
over.
Stupid, I'm not gonna give you the chance.
Stupid!
It's like you're in the dance and you move to a shorty and she's like, yo, like I've got a man. He's not here tonight.
Mm.
And then half an hour later, you see like
Sharif's
touching her up and that.
Hold on.
Why'd you
say me?
That's a norm.
Chew that.
Thank you.
But that's what it is. I think so. Russia have obviously seen Ukraine flirting with NATO and was like, all right, cool. Let me take what's back is mine. Well, mine. And then it's more of like,
maybe like Chris Brown or Karisha outside the club.
And what's going on? No,
it's like on and off.
Putin wants things to be the way they were. Isn't
yeah.
yeah.
He wants but, the Soviet Union. And
yeah, blah, 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 all of that again.
What I think it is because they're scared that if Ukraine and NATO, they don't want a bordering country because Ukraine literally borders Russia like that to have the weapons they do through NATO.
Yeah, they don't want the ops on their borders.
That's literally.
Shevchenko got to step in.
Yeah. Are you done? I said Shevchenko.
Word. Hey, no, big facts.
Nigga, Drogba ended that war is the biggest fugazi. I hate that. Whenever I see that tweet, I hate
that Drogba guy is overrated.
That did not happen.
That's what happened. He didn't end it. Bruv, I saw Drogba on his
knees. That man was going to dead it anyway.
No, and then I saw Drogba on his knees.
Cool.
Drogba went on his knees, said, please. War ended, bro.
That was so dumb.
But the reason why I said I don't think it will escalate yet is because.
You don't think?
Everyone's
got too much to lose.
No, wait. Putin's come out and said, hey, if you get involved, it's long. And why is USA and Britain aren't going to get involved with someone that's not involved with NATO?
They have no obligation.
Yeah, they have no obligation.
Until Russia moves a bit crazy and try to invade someone like Poland, that's when niggas will step in.
Yeah.
But until he could take over Ukraine, it's just whether. He wants to take over more.
Yeah.
And until he steps over.
No, but my man has already told. He's already said he wants to bring Russia back the way it was. Yeah, so he's going to. So Ukraine's first, and then
the other country.
That man are next.
Kazakhstan.
I've ever seen someone get robbed. You just look the other way, like. You gotta look the other way sometimes, bro. It's not my business, bro.
I need you to be as like, what's that thing called? As accurate as possible, because he's.
when he was talking, when Putin was talking about it, it was like, if you get involved,
he said, you'll see consequences.
Yeah, consequences you've never seen in the history of your country.
He was like Prime Jose, like, send his smoking depressor.
I have never seen any.
Mourinho was washed for like 5 years and people still hired him just for interviews.
It's one of them ones, yeah. All right, cool. You seen your boy getting robbed? Are you gonna be?
You know your boy. Someone like you know. They spot him now again. You call him like you spot him like
Yeah, where you just cross the street and you just go about it. You go to school.
Yeah, it's just long.
Man, if I see Moody getting robbed.
I hope you listen.
I can't
to this
lie.
One.
If Moody's getting robbed and he can fight, what can I do? Moody fights, but what can I do?
Moody can fight better.
I remember I was in Manchester.
Moody can fight better than me, and he's getting robbed.
Listen, Moody, I thought anyone can start fighting for me. It's calm.
You can fight better than me. But you know, it's also Russia and America is kind of the thing where you used to beef someone, yeah, but now you got a job with a family. It's not worth it anymore. you see up like, hey, I'm a family man now.
But do you know what this is? Families. Though, yeah, it's an indirect kind of, bro, it's kind of like, do you know what it is? This is really Russia trying to flex their muscle on the USA, really, innit?
Yeah.
So like, bro, it's still active.
Really
still
think
there.
You could have a... You really think you could come into my ends? My ends. Yeah. So I'm going to punch up your brethren.
And you're going to watch. You're going to watch that.
You're going to watch that.
I think they had Mamma and the Sons of Anarchy. Is it OP? And they wrote him off and they made everyone watch.
Jackson was like, ah!
All right, that was traumatizing. That was traumatizing.
He deserved that, man. He deserved that.
But I feel sorry for Ukraine because they were trying to get involved with gang.
Yeah.
And like, yo, we need help now.
And
we
just like,
and
niggas are like,
you know the ones where
I'll be 5 minutes.
You know the ones where your older doesn't want to ride out for you. Yeah. All right, here's the rusty gun with 10 bodies. You.
Yeah, that's
hey.
The owner's guessing for, bro, if you got beef, I'm a back it. The beef comes like,
All they got is lighties from the gym. All they got is lighties from the gym. With borrowed military.
Oh, is that the guy that signed up?
Yeah.
Leon Harden.
Niggas are sending Harden a bit to the wall. Bro,
the thing is, he'd actually do that as well.
Random. Come to a barbecue, though.
And do you know what? Putin's going to be Harden before we do.
No, what's funny, yeah? That light-skinned nigga going to pull up to Ukraine, yeah?
They're going to be racist to him.
He's going to challenge them to do muscle ups. Hey. That's what you
Them niggas, they're going to get him in the chain on his feet. Hey, clean up this mess.
It's going to sound like a Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, the worst thing.
Let my people go.
As soon as he arrives, the racism is going to trump.
As soon as he arrives, you can rush to go.
Yep, like this.
My life.
Like this.
Right, cool. All right. I'm going to say this. That's the problem with mixed race niggas,
listening.
That's the problem with mixed race niggas. They always think they can identify with the white side. The white side don't really fuck with you unless it's family. Like when white people see a mixed race guy, they see black.
Yeah.
You're not one of them.
100%.
But then I
want to
know. Whoa. What do you mean by that?
I'm mixed race myself, by the way, half Colombian.
Racially ambiguous. I want to say
disclaimer.
But
estas via. Donde estas lawyer?
Oh, this is so funny.
Hey, take that cup away from Duke.
What I meant was,
but to be honest, like mixed race people aren't white people, but they aren't. Technically, they ain't black people. They're mixed race.
They're biracial. Yeah,
that's
what it is.
There's nothing wrong with mixed race people coming and saying, "All right, we're our own people."
Yeah, but we know mixed race people. They're never 50-50. They're always like, some might be 70% more white, 30% more.
You get those mixed race people like Rizzle Kicks, where they're like.
destroy UK music, you know.
They were at the Emirates way too much before kickoff.
I was just gonna say, you get them who like identify more with their white side.
Exactly.
Depends.
It depends. If the mum's black or the mum's white. If the mum's white, they're more probably more to the whites. Mum's black, more to the mum's.
No. The mum's always the biggest thing.
Exactly. The biggest
any human being. Mm-hmm. Like the reason I can't speak Spanish, despite that earlier, is because my mum's American. Like, exactly. She doesn't speak Spanish.
But as I was saying, like. But with black people, we're so inviting to people, whether it's the culture, like we're just open arms kind of thing. We're like,
we don't have a choice.
Mm. Yeah. So like with mixed race people, they're one of us. Mm. Like white people don't see mixed race people as one of them. But we
the thing with white people, they don't consider other white people as white people. No. Like a guy from Poland just considers a guy from Ukraine. He doesn't consider him another white man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So white people don't have to like identify as their race, you know what I mean? They're just they're just whoever they are, like you know what I mean?
Man,
but the funniest thing is, it's interesting that all these volunteers now are ready to go fight for the blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys. But when it's
your point earlier,
it's funny. You know, when it's Palestine, it's like, I don't really want to get into politics.
Yeah,
but hold on, wait, because it's maybe you should.
the podcast can be cancelled.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Cool.
We're gonna get hit with anti-Semitism, but we're not anti-Semitic. We're just, you know, at the end of the day, you can't deny what's going on in Palestine.
Ah, it's awful.
No, but you can't cleansing, say it's
like, nah, but to be fair,
that's the thing. That's what they do. They gaslight people into not.
By
branding them with that anti.
You know what? Yeah, I don't care about being branded as anti-Semitic if I.
You're not anti-Semitic.
But if I know,
take it back.
But if. I know what's right.
This podcast is going to get cancelled before it's actually released.
Wait, how can we get cancelled from people who don't even like fuck with us in the first place?
Now
what is like, we're not for people who don't fuck with us. If you don't fuck with us, fine.
Yeah.
Like nigga, we call apes and tape.
Yeah. Like, that's a crazy name. I have to say OT every time I talk about it.
But it's one of them.
Attack the Titan.
My friend yesterday was like, "What podcast are you going on?" I was like, "Oh, it's called AOT."
You guys ever gonna rebrand?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you know what?
Double H. I was your listener base was just like skyrocket.
I like that.
But you know what? I'd rebrand to if we all came together and felt like Apes and Tape doesn't.
It's like when John Strachey tried to rebrand to True Blue.
If one of us has kids, we have to change the name.
What? Why does that make sense though?
Because like, nigga, you've grown up and you're on Apes and Tape.
So what? You've evolved.
Neanderthals
on tape. Neanderthals on tape.
You see the vision that
unless like someone comes with a bag, say, "Ah, cool, we're giving you X amount."
But
you just change the name of it.
When you don't,
we're gonna have to at that point.
When you don't resonate with
Resonite.
What was the other one?
Stop trying to use big words, bro.
We need to put a dictionary on the table. Vecino and Alex.
Vecino, English is his first language. Not understandable.
Necromancy.
And sometimes I'll be saying words that I don't even know.
Resonite. It sounds like you know, like when you do the periodic table, bro. Magnesium. Resonite.
Necromancy.
But when I don't, what's the word?
What are we talking about?
What's crazy shit going on?
Nah, the thing is, like, with you guys, your podcast is so funny. Like, the name's irrelevant.
But you know what? Yeah, the one thing I feel like, people think about our podcast, like, we come in here and we're just chatting shit about women. Like, that's what I... Like, no. But
hey.
I'm on the pod and we haven't mentioned women. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Actually, we haven't done it once today.
Every time I listen,
let's start mentioning them.
Every time I listen to, like, edit clips, as soon as it comes about women, that's when we come to sense. Like, we'll bust jokes about our experience with women, like, I'd say, if Chino's cheating.
The answer is yes.
Single day.
As soon as it comes with, like, women's topics about how they feel, like, we usually...
Yeah.
That's when our brain cells start.
You guys don't actually ever say anything, like, outrageous. It's just funny.
It's because of Atlas.
Yeah.
Atlas has had to put a stop to it before.
Alex is always so close.
Basically. But one thing about women, yeah. Sure. Yeah. I seen.
We don't talk about women. Wait, two minutes later.
I don't like you getting your praise at all. I don't like you getting any flowers. I don't like you when you're happy. I like no nothing. Yeah. Wait. I want you sad and destitute, dumbass nigga. I want you.
Yo, he's on his. You're in your bag today, yeah. Word of the day, yeah. Destitute.
On his own yesterday, and he's mad at me.
Talking
about expensive habits.
Gino was pitching the TikTok idea at Jay's link up to everyone. Him and Don Jizz. So get this, I'm at dinner alone.
Say that.
Tight trousers.
Hey, pecs all oiled in that.
Say less.
Sell it. Move these pecs like Terrell Crews.
Sell it.
Let me finish.
Like, since we're talking about women,
it was Gino's link up. Guest list, just him.
Sell it.
It's gonna be cheeksy.
Cheeksy
link up. Don't the tag.
All right, cool. Ring the cheeks.
That's your ID, cheeks. Nah, I don't care how old you are.
Man's gonna be no cheeks. Chino's just gonna be at the door with a tape measure, man. Just ready for the cheeks.
They didn't even ask what ID. Oh shit, I forgot about that.
You got sucked into it. See what happened?
All right, cool. Let me talking about women, yeah. I was going through like Insta and everything, yeah, and then there was women like saying how Putin's kind of sexy, and I was like, damn.
I guess power's sexy, innit?
No, but wait.
That's a good look into the psychology of women, you know?
Yeah, but then I was thinking, yeah.
But Tony Soprano, people found him sexy. He's fat and bold, yeah. Like.
Yeah, because power.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, give Hitler a 6'3" and a face.
Was getting in, by the way.
Cheeks. That's
it, cheeks.
You're gonna be like guest list that Chino's link up.
But then, dead serious. Give Hitler a skin fade, 6'3", and women will be like, there's two sides of the story. No, there isn't.
Let me speak to him.
You know what? It's funny. It reminds me of like I seen a tweet. Yeah, when a woman was like, it's like ick when like your man isn't like the leader of his group or something
yeah.
like
that. Yeah.
Not even just that. You know what? Hold on. You know what I think women are crazy? What was it? Was it Caesar from Planet of the Apes? When they were like, yo, you know what? Low-key, there's something about him.
They had that nigga.
Hey, he looked alright, though.
I can't lie, he was going crazy.
That's why I was Pippin.
You used to kill me the memes where he'd whisper like in the movie when he speaks for the first time and they'd put like any random
that nigga you told him coming home tomorrow.
Oh man.
But no.
I was gonna say even when the Booty Masters first like hit the
I got hilarious.
They were rattled. Hey, well, you rattled. They were like, yo, like, is it gonna pray for you, niggas?
That was nuts.
Alice, bro, I got funny.
It's a sex toy, of course it's not.
I don't want my booty praying for me.
I've got a funny story. So basically, my boy Niall, who everyone here knows, he looked up Booty Master on Google Images because I tweeted about it. My face was like the third picture. And imagine this, I'm at my uni SU bar, some random guy goes up to me, he's like, bro, I saw the Booty Master tweet. I was like, I'm so sorry, what?
When you get approached by people in real life that you don't know because they recognize you off Twitter, like, how do you react to that?
I say it's not.
I ain't got
I
Twitter.
I say it's not me.
I always lie, say you've got the wrong person.
Yeah, like,
but
Luna tried to lie. Luna is signing autographs, man.
Bro, that happened to be in Manchester as well, but in history, but what is it with Manchester, like, niggas, man?
Listen, I done told niggas dick riding new epidemic. New pandemic, whatever. It's the new problem.
No, obviously, it's all love and that, but I'd just be like,
I'm an ego, man. I can't love it.
Yeah, it's awkward, but.
One time, me and Lido were in Shoreditch. Not me, bunch of us were in Shoreditch.
Oh, was this when we used to go to Vingy?
Yeah, to
Dinorama.
Rest in peace.
And they were like, yo, are you my man? And then, like, Ludo was like, who's asking? And then
it was
a bad situation with his bed.
Oh shit, I remember.
The guy pulled up a few wrong. Like, don't do that.
You know what for me?
Or to hurt him. Like,
you know what, with me, it's like people never, so about 6 years ago, if someone was like, you Alex Alfonso, I'd be like, nah, because I know niggas would want to try and punch me. Nah.
Most wanted to
hear that tweet you said.
But nowadays, my rebrand, like, people kind of like me now.
Yeah, and they love.
Wait, hold on. How you rebrand and get worse?
But not that. So back
that's
in the
a
day,
crazy
then,
way
if,
to describe
I heard,
it.
If I heard the name Alfonso, nah, it's not me. But now when people approach me, it's a more kind of
yeah, no, it's love. So more, like, yeah, more time is love. Just like, yeah, don't, like don't approach I, weird, innit?
Like, but like if someone's like
yeah,
you too anti.
He's too sexy, man. That's what.
But do you know what? Yeah. It's always niggas never want to approach me when I'm around the bad bitches.
Yeah.
They always are when I'm on ones. They're like, oh, you don't want to gas me up in front of the bad bitches.
Oh, that it never happened. That'd be the best thing yeah, ever.
Stop, bro. Stop.
I mean, what's the Newcastle guy?
Yeah, McLaren. Where were
you? The other one, I was getting napkin as well.
Where'd you know me from?
But yeah, they never want to come with you when you're around the bad bitches. Well, but
if who's around running niggas,
oh,
bro?
Alex, I don't know your favour.
Yeah.
I need that co-sign. Yeah. But yeah, no. But you know what I've started doing, yeah? You see when, like, you notice someone that's doing, like, say if someone came, like, you people come up to me, oh, I love the podcast. That's what I started doing with people when I, like, usually if I seen someone and, like, I know them, like, I know of their music and I kind of fuck with it, I just ignore them. But now, I'll go up to them and be like,
show a bit of love, yeah?
Yeah, like,
yeah, it's wrong with that.
It's
wrong with that.
In this world of hating that I love to do, yeah. Sometimes
it's good to get show back.
I've got
yeah. Yeah, industry nigga.
Bro,
I got a funny story about like seeing someone like I liked at the time. Like, I think Sampha just released his album over, and I worked at like a music award, Sampha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was in the toilet at the award show I was at, and like he was washing his hands. I was like, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, I think you're sick. He was just like.
I have a similar story. I was in JD back when I used to resell, innit?
Yeah.
And I was
back
whoa, when. Whoa. Hey, listen. JD, if you see this, I never resold none of that. I don't fuck with reselling. That's bad. Sneaker culture bad. But basically I was in JD, innit? And I saw what's his face? Young Teflon.
Yeah.
And I'm from South, innit? So that's the nigga.
Yeah.
Walked up to him, I was like, yo, bro, you're hard. I was like, yo, bro, you're hard. And he's like, yeah, safe.
The thing is, though, with that, you can catch
I do the same thing. Hands on my heart. I do the same thing. I have the same story.
And wig out.
It must have been 4 a.m. now, yeah? I'm going to disclose that times of like, yeah, but.
You didn't need to say that.
No, but yeah. So I must have looked on like Twitter and I see a Skepta performance. Ah, that's wavy. So now, I pop out now. I see Skepta.
I swear.
I'm like, what? Like, you know the ones where like we both was like this, and
you kind of clocky like fuck.
Mm. And I was like, shit. And I seen the baddest bits, but like, oh.
Yeah.
Then,
you couldn't.
I couldn't even be like, I love the music. I was just like, and he gave me a knock back, and that was enough for me. Yeah. But I'd hate to go.
That's kind of better, almost.
Yeah, but I hate to go up to a guy. I fuck with the music.
I've got a good one.
I tend to find myself in circles sometimes when I'm around like a lot of like.
Yeah, I can imagine you especially.
But like, bro, I always act natural, bro, because I figure so like.
It's begging.
Finding out makes me feel embarrassed for myself. Like, you know what I mean? I don't ever do that.
I've got a good story. So I used to work at Wembley and it was...
Russell will take the piss off, bro. He's bad vibes, bro. Take the fuck off. Get out of here, nigga.
Nah, I think Westwood would be good with that.
No, he wouldn't, bro. Have you seen Westbrook? Like, who the fuck is this nigga?
No, that's what reports.
Westwood.
Westbrook.
Oh. Nah, that's what reports.
Hey, don't find out for Westwood.
Nah, Westwood would be chill with fans, I think.
Westwood, I met him one time, and he was just chilling.
Barfest.
What's up, baby?
And then,
freshers.
And then I told him,
what's up,
you know,
player?
You want the freestyles of wavy? And he was like,
Alex Alfonso, man.
He was like, love, baby. And nigga called me baby in the rave. I was like, damn. But I was like, all right, let's get flicked.
Hey, you get flicked? Are we working?
We working.
You see Tim, the reason why he talks like that is because he came up in like the 70s and 80s and he thinks he's LL Cool J.
But don't forget, you see like UK rappers in like the 2002s, them niggas were spitting an American accent.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
I kind of like Gary Transbrand kind of stopped that.
But he just stuck. He stuck there.
Yeah,
that was his time.
Yeah, when he first came out, he was playing American music.
Mm. Yeah, that's it.
Can someone like show me a UK rap song from like 2001?
Swiss Cry.
2001.
I'm gonna have to call my older brother.
It's actually mad how recent UK rap is when you think about it.
Yeah.
It 2000. That's got. We were born in what, like 90s.
Yeah. Bro,
bro, like Diggs was the one that proper like brought like UK rap to like.
It's literally Arsenal won a title before that. Like, do you know what I mean? It's crazy.
That's a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Home come out.
Alex Alfonso, man, that's killing me, bro.
Kano was rapping on that though, like brown.
Kano was always good at not just being grime.
Yeah.
That's like with, you know, who was good now. Do you know who flourished after grime? The person you don't ever want to mention on the podcast.
Yeah, Rich Free too.
Because he was never that good at grime.
He was never that.
It was never for him.
He admitted that. He was too fast for him. Like.
Yeah.
But do you know what? Yeah, Moni Love, it's a shame. Even though she was rapping in an American accent, Moni Love was from London. You don't know that song? Nah, it's a shame.
Oh!
I know that song.
Yeah, Moni Love's from London, but she was rapping in an American accent. So.
By the way, sorry to backtrack.
That's that pay the bills, man.
Slick Rick is from Mitcham as well.
I was going to say.
Huh?
Yeah, he's from London.
Rick is from Mitchell.
Yeah. Do you know that?
No.
That's the guy with the eye patch,
isn't
it?
That man moved over, like.
How did he do that?
Yeah, it's not the same.
I don't know.
That's like saying niggas like Jay Critch are from London, or 21 Savage is from London.
Wait, Jay Critch is born in London?
Yeah, Jay Critch is a London nigga.
What?
Jay Critch, 21.
I know 21, but Jay Critch.
Born here, bro.
Hey, you know Niall's dad is from Jay Critch's dad.
No way.
Yeah. You know Niall's dad knows Jay Critch's dad.
That's crazy.
Niall's dad's American.
Niall's dad works for, sorry, I'm baiting him out here, but works for Island Records, so he knows. It's fucking sick, to be fair.
Do you not mind if I change the subject?
Yeah.
Go on.
Wait, I've got a story to tell though.
Oh, yes.
Back to the celebrity thing. I used to work at Wembley. Stole so much money, but that's besides the point.
No, listen, Wembley, England. He did not do that.
It's a joke.
You know that we can see you.
It's a joke. Anyway, it was City Liverpool in the Community Shield, and I'll go in the lift. I look at Morris and Fernandinho there because I'm just like going down, going home, and like I was like, and then Morris looks at me, he's like, and I was like, I'm not gonna say anything. Like, he gave me, he's like.
Morris ain't him, man.
You're not going to say anything till now.
Bro, that was Salah's better anyway. Fuck him.
You were going to change the subject, go on.
But you see, you're not touching into Kanye documentary.
Yeah.
He's a dickhead. I can't lie. He's just a bad person.
No. Have you seen part three?
Yeah.
I can't lie, he ain't there, man.
No, right now he ain't there, man. You can that tell.
He ain't there, man.
So that Cooney nigga, all he did, he paid to go all
that nigga paid to dick ride. He paid to dick ride.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
He was 24, Kanye West was 17. He was dick riding.
Yeah, that's crazy dick riding.
To be fair, you to dick ride anyone.
Don't follow Kanye around.
But the whole thing, yeah, the first episode, I was like, yeah, this, you know, I forgot his name.
Game Dash?
No, Cooley. He sounds like someone. Do you see Tom Hanks?
What, your son? Chad?
No, that movie. Fucking Castaway. Hell.
The one where he's narrated it. I know what you're talking about.
No, he's
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Oh, Forrest Gump. Yeah. Cooley sounds like that nigga from Forrest Gump.
Bubba Gump.
I like shrimp, all kinds of shrimp.
Man, when Kanye did that,
yeah.
I was hurt. Like, we get it. Like. The thing is, though, what does he expect? Because like, you're literally speaking to the biggest superstar in the world.
But he was following my man from when he was one of us. Like, he wasn't.
Kanye would have been big.
He was going to be big regardless, but he didn't think he was going to switch up on him like that.
Yeah, but in episode three,
he's a dickhead, though.
Cootie's got interviewing Kanye.
Oh, when he's Kanye, like, GK.
Do you know, like, secondhand embarrassment I'm getting?
His name's Cheeky. No, Cheeky's a different nigga. Cheeky's another nigga, another cameraman.
He's the guy that worked at MTV.
I thought that was his surname.
Nah, that's a different person.
Oh, that's so bad.
I think this after...
He blew up, so...
Yeah, he blew up.
After he won the Grammy.
I watched this morning. He just dropped late registration. Graduation's in the works.
So Cootie's like, all right, cool. Invited to the after party. So he's recording Kanye, like interview vibes. And then he was like, oh, how you feeling? Da-da. Kanye's like, I'm so drunk right now. He's like, I got my man, Cheeky. And Cootie's like, nah, it's Cootie. And he was like, you know, I'm drunk off the Hennessy. Da-da-da.
But
he's
said
like,
it
Hennessy will kill me four times. He's like,
bro, it's more than that. It's like 10.
At the end, when the camera like kind of cut and he was like, yo, you're like, you're super bugging for that one.
Yeah. like, but then like, Cootie's like, no, it's Cootie. And he was like,
he included that on purpose.
he was taking a piss.
Then it got to a point where he was taking a piss and he was like, oh.
The thing is like, he's just a bad person. Like what he's doing now is actually crazy.
No, but have you not clocked that? He's not, you know, when he was having
he's
the,
mental.
No, no, listen, when, he's, when he was having a conversation,
when he's talking about real estate guys.
No, when he's talking to the white.
In the domain.
He was not saying nothing.
You
remember what I say? Niggas be talking a lot, but they're not saying nothing.
Joe,
he was talking a lot, but not saying nothing.
He's a talented idiot. Like, he's not actually intelligent as a person.
No, but even right now, Loki,
he's an idiot. He's crazy. He's nuts.
It's crazy the way everyone's making light of how he's harassing Kim Kardashian. Oh, bro,
if a random guy did that, he'd be fucked. Wait, see his video. He's literally killing Pete Davidson. That's mad.
But
if I speak up.
Wait.
Hey, Scripto on the mic right now.
No.
We ain't doing this.
You wait.
I think yes.
Everyone's saying he's low-key crazy, but.
No, he's crazy.
No, low-key. You watch Part 3, bro. He's not all there.
This is a guy.
What I'm saying is, he's obviously gone through something traumatic, yeah.
It's not an excuse.
No, bro. He was crazy before that.
No, he wasn't like that.
But you could tell he's always been a bit odd.
No, he was a narcissist.
His mum was just guard. He's always been a bit odd. You could tell from the early things because like his mum kind of puts him in his place. But
yeah, he's narcissistic.
He's not right in the head. Like,
no, but back then he was narcissistic.
You guys see the conversation he was having with Rick Rubin, yeah? And then Rick Rubin was like, oh, like, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
He was like, don't say that.
They can cancel you for that. Yeah.
Imagine if I gave you a car and you ran across the street.
Me and Reams were saying,
what are you on about?
Me and Reams were saying before, he's the kind of guy that'd be a liability to take out because he'd do some crazy shit and just annoy everyone.
Those guys that, like, you go out with them and you know there's a possibility he's going to get you in like, some mad beef or something.
Yeah.
He's not even going to back you. The joint enterprise on Kanye.
The Taylor Swift thing is actually fucking crazy. Like to go up at an award show and take the microphone.
Wait. My problem.
No, Loki, give me a bit of Henny. I might do that shit.
Guys, was he wrong though?
No, on my life, he was right. On my life, he was right.
But that's not the point though, Joe.
My problem with that day is, nigga rocked up with a Henny bottle. Taking photos.
Hold on.
You thought things were gonna go right?
No, but they should have known what he was on. Nigga pulled up with the henny bottle. Yeah. He was grabbing what's her face, Amarose's ass. They should have known he was up to no good.
I love him, but I hate him.
If I pull up to any function with white rum, take me home. Yeah.
Hey, shoot. Bristol.
I must have got to my hotel. I must have got to my hotel, and after I knew I wasn't picking you lot up here, I started sipping. I had my own personal bottle. By the time I got to yours, a nigga faded. Shots. I'm thinking, damn, nigga, how am I gonna make it to 3 a.m.?
I love how Atlas is keeping quiet in this.
Atlas is finished, but
he still kept the G though.
We need another away day.
You nigga,
I was drinking 2 hours before.
I looked up, and you were gone.
Yeah,
like, you
know, I thought he got killed.
Gone
with me, yeah.
I thought you scored.
Nah, I don't get bitches.
Yeah, nigga.
You don't away day.
No, but away day, Grace.
Luis Suarez and
Grace. What do you know, sir? What do you know, sir?
What do I know?
What do you know? You heard?
Manchester.
Hey, I'm not going to say the names, but there's two top scorers in here.
Yeah, there's eight niggas in here.
Yeah, there's two top scorers.
Ludo and Chino.
Chino wasn't even there.
I didn't even go. I ain't go, Manny.
Listen,
I ain't get invited.
Shout out to Manchester. That was a brilliant weekend.
That's the best
city. Actually, can I talk about your situation? Manchester?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best city in this country.
It might be the best city in this country.
Yeah.
Bro.
Realest gay nigga
alive, bro.
Bro, that's Spotify, whoever's listening. So we were at this bar. It was shit. Like, empty. We're all bored. flick of a switch, it just turns, it goes crazy.
The
DJ is playing crazy songs, we're all dancing, like random people come in.
I'm telling you, I looked at my phone, it was 10 a.m. and then walked out the club half an hour.
Crazy.
10 p.m.
Sorry. 10 a.m.
We walked out the dance half an hour later, it was half four in the morning.
Yeah.
Hey, in
the apartment as well, brother. I fell off, brother.
I fell off.
Joe's hilarious about Manchester. We didn't see any of the city. We just chilled at the Airbnb and went out, and that was it. And you know what? I wouldn't change it for anything.
You know, so it annoyed me as well, though. When I puked outside the toilet, I couldn't make it to the toilet.
No.
I fell asleep. I'm hearing who did that.
This is so funny because this nigga walked back in and he was like, "Yo, someone threw up." Like. He said, someone
oh, that was crazy.
Because it was me, you, and him in my roommate. He goes, someone threw up in the toilet. And I said, where? He said, no, I said, like, in. He goes, no, like, in, as in, like, in the room, on the floor. And I was like,
actually, wait.
You know what? I went to go see it. I came back and he was like, yo, it was Ludo. And I was like, how'd you know? He's like, I just got it.
You know what I hate? You see when niggas fall off? And they're like,
oh, it's the worst.
I think I got spiked. Oh, nigga, you was drinking this, that.
Listen. I was out the other day with some shorties. One of them was
Mr.
Drunk.
Bitch.
Yeah, nigga. I don't get women. I don't like women. let's say that.
You like but, me?
Yeah, I hate women. I, you look, I get, yeah, bro. Know. But yeah, I was out with some shorties and one of them like got like drunk off her face kind of thing. And she was like, yo, I think I got
when
spiked.
When girls are
I think
worse.
I got spiked. Oh, next day she was like, oh, you know what? I just drank too much.
Oh, fair enough for a minute.
Nigga.
You know what with women, yeah?
Drinking brown, white, liquor, vodka.
With women, they can drink. They will take any shots of.
They can't drink. They drink and then they fall off.
They got more guts than me. Yeah. Because if you hand me a shot of something I know I don't like, I'll honestly say, if you give me a shot of Sambuca.
I'll drink it. Oh, Sambuca, that's the one that I was thinking I was saying. I hate Sambuca.
You've got to tie my hands and put the shot down.
How disgusting is it?
But like,
awful.
If you give a woman a shot, and like, obviously you know her, she would be like, what is it? I could be like, it's Ray and Nephew with tequila.
That was petrol.
And she'll have the time of her life and she'll start going sideways. Yeah. And it's like, But then I like a drinker.
Yeah.
I like a person who doesn't live, but I like someone who knows their limits.
You know your limits.
You never want to be out with somebody who's...
But sometimes, hey, drinking is like boxing.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you get caught in the wrong wind. Like, sometimes a little blow to the head.
I'm the wrong wind, bro.
Elijah. Listen. If you know that, do not drink anything he hands you. Just don't.
He mixes port, red wine.
Trust me, don't. Hocus pocus.
I've never had port in my life, so Elijah gave me his drink. Like, what the fuck is that?
What, port wine?
Bro, his actual drink.
And Ray and Nephew's
toilet water.
No, port, not port.
I know who. Oh, he knows.
I said port. What are you doing with port wine, bro? All right. I've never seen anyone underneath 60 years old.
Bro, my parents.
Port wine, not one time.
Bro.
Do you remember some of you that were there, but like, I think I turned 22 or something, my birthday, everyone was chilling. Yo, I'm going to get you a drink. Like, Melo, I'll nice you. It's going to be a cocktail. He came back with triple Ray. Orange juice.
Oh. Yeah, see, Ray and Nephew's orange juice. Every time he gives you that, I don't remember the rest of the night.
Scripto says he's coming back with a cocktail. That's what he means.
Imagine
Dicto giving you a cocktail.
Cocktail, blood.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, cool. All right, you lot. All right, I've got a question to ask you lot.
This should be good.
All right, see if you're seeing someone, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Do you lot place her on your close friends or like private stories?
Depends.
Hey, if
depends.
She's cool,
I'd
if she's cool,
one, yeah, one.
If she's cool, she can go on.
Yeah,
on
like,
first,
if I think like there's a future, 100%.
Yeah.
But if not, no.
You what about you, Chino?
You just like me. You just like me.
Cheesy Chino, you know.
Cheesy.
Hey.
Well, do you?
Huh?
Do you?
Bro.
Impossible.
What? So she can see me cheated.
What?
That's all I have close friends for.
Funny on your post the other day, and it fucking killed me when you deleted it. You know what it was?
Oh, your close friends is unreal.
It's so joke sometimes. He's so funny sometimes, dog.
I think it was your pops wearing a suit.
What?
Nah, do you know what it is, yeah?
Can I say what it was?
No. All right, cool. Before you tell, yeah, I didn't know I uploaded that.
What do you mean?
No, it was the last picture on my thing, yeah? I'm looking through my Insta story. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? But do you know what it is? I'm not going to go, oh, I'm fucking crying. All right, cool.
This guy's like Jeff Hardy. He's got voices in his head uploading the pictures.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I was meant to put up my close friends, yeah, like, on my Snap, yeah? Of I made a tweet saying that.
Wait, are we talking about the same thing?
Because the same photo of my in a suit.
Yeah.
So I was saying, yeah, bro, black parents, yeah, they'll go on holiday, yeah, a 9-hour flight, and brother's coming up in a 3-piece suit. And then I look around, and I'm thinking, and every Jamaican parent is in a 3-piece suit.
Why? I don't know why. That's how the Windrush generation arrived here.
You know what? I was thinking, I was at the airport, and I was thinking, everyone's doing it. I was thinking, it's just such an older
why'd
generation.
Why'd you do that? It's so comfortable.
Look, fly.
Oh, bro, that's the fly
suit. Drive it.
Fly.
Wait, is it because back in the day, flying used to be like...
Look at this Jive Turkey.
I saw that.
Look at my Jive Turkey.
I was laughing for so long. I went back an hour later to look at it again.
You need to show me that pic at the end.
But you know.
I don't know what that means, by the way.
But I was saying, but you know what? The one thing about flying, yeah, I always found out white people move mad, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro, as soon as the air flies off, yeah, white people take off their socks, yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. But,
all right,
fair enough, yeah. But once you go into the public toilets in your bare foot, yeah, that's when I'm judging you. How nuts that is.
Yeah.
I was watching this one brother walking
into the... chancletas, man.
Bro, yeah. And then, do you know what it is, yeah?
How the King of New York wear Jesus chancletas?
Certain man's goat.
So whenever I go to the airport, I have my trainers and my sliders in my bag. Yeah. So I just...
Do the track suit thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I put my sliders on to go into the toilets, yeah. Bro, I seen piss on the floor.
Oh,
I was like, do you know what, yeah?
Is this in the airplane?
Airplane, yeah. There's nothing I can do, so I'm gonna do my thing and just bounce. And then this nigga was walking, well, this white guy, barefoot, just goes in there, and like, it seems like he has no problem. He's in there for like 5 minutes. I'm like, damn, I would have been straight out. Like, you could see the piss marks. When it's dried up.
Yeah.
It was toilet's hair, piss marks are hair. It was
rare. Why would you barefoot on the airplane?
That's what they do. Some
they want to get comfy, but then at the same time, white people are gonna ask my dad, "Why are you in a 3-piece suit?"
The Africans get to their fight of flight and then at 5, and they get there at midday.
Yeah,
but you know,
that's my worst habit. I can't lie.
No, that's me.
My parents, they ruin me, man.
I can never miss a flight. I'll get there 4 hours beforehand.
Listen, on me.
4 hours
on me.
But the thing is that what I realize now is I'll pay £20 to go sit in the lounge.
Yeah,
I've definitely missed the flight.
No, wait.
No, but you be at airports and they have like Nando's and shit. Nigga said,
"How are you at, nigga?"
I'm pretty sure. No, Gatwick has a Nando's.
Who?
Gatwick has a Nando's.
Alright, cool.
When I went Miami, bro, there's a Nando's there.
What was Miami?
What was Miami?
Yeah.
I told the story how you almost got shot in Miami.
What? Oh, yes, you want to hear it?
Yeah. Go.
Okay. Cool. So.
Nigga, tell the story.
Okay, so basically, one of our boys knows someone that lives in Miami, innit? So he invited us to like some private like beach place, but like it was like rich people, it's like estate and shit. Yeah. But yeah, like there's like a beach behind it. So we went there.
It was a reseller's party.
I'm not saying. But we went there at night, innit? Like I'm talking like 1, 2 a.m. So we're there, we're chilling, we have like a bonfire and whatnot. We're cooling, cool. Eventually, we're like, cool, let's go home, innit? Mm-hmm. So we go home. So we leave the private beach bit and we're like the like road bit.
The
but we're still, we're in a gated community right now, but we're like private road bit. So we're like, cool, let's order a Lyft, which is their...
Uber, yeah.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. So we call it and then we're near a gas station, innit? A police car pulls up and like they roll down their window.
What?
And then they say something to us, man. We're so far away, we can't hear them. Yeah. And they're like, yeah. We can't hear you. And then one of them's like, okay, cool, we're gonna come out of the car. So he comes over to us and he's like, yo, like, what are you guys doing here? We're like, oh, we just.
I know black.
Yeah. I know black, papi. I know black, papi. Nunca, nunca.
We were like, oh, we just at the beach, innit? Yeah. Like, one of us lives here. Mm-hmm. Cool. They were like, okay.
Cool. Come round this way.
But yeah, you're fucking on the thing, but we're going.
They were like, okay, cool. Do any of you have ID? I have my passport on me at this time. So I bring out my passport. I'm about to bring out my passport. And like one of my friends stands up to like tell him like chill.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we're not from here.
Yeah. Tranquilo.
He touches his belt. He's like, I didn't tell you to stand up. Bro, he's like, sit down.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm like, yeah, low key, one of us gonna die today. I'm like, one of us niggas going out today, man.
Hashtag sheriff, bro. We're gonna have to march for him.
Bro, sheriff's one. Sheriff's one. Hey.
Sheriff was gonna get done by the sheriff.
Someone take this drink from 2 kids. Someone take this drink from 2 kids.
I just did this for sheriff.
For
you. By the way, if Dave said what I just said,
bro, they'd be saying he's crazy.
Tweets they'd about
be
it.
Crazy. He's the greatest ever. But let me land.
Jordan 4s or Jordan 1s, and everyone's like,
but
let me
know.
You know, he's
so
let me.
So basically, I pull out my passport. He sees it's a UK passport. Tell me why my man's trying to bust jokes with us. He's like, yeah. You know, we're not from the area too. Yeah. Sometimes they be calling the police on us. I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
wait, where's this?
Miami.
Yeah. Why you spot them shook like that,
bro?
No. Anywhere, like, so in Miami and LA, talking to police, as soon as they talk to you. And you said, do you know what? When you're in America, your British accent, it just comes out more. You have to just use it.
Yeah.
We naturally put it on.
Yeah. I'm like,
can
like,
I throw shots of vodka?
Yo.
You right, mate?
Cheers, Twinkle.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
But like, dead serious, you need to use that because
they love it.
Otherwise, we're shooting him.
As a black person, you need to use your British accent when you get to America.
It's about as white as you're going to get.
Yeah, like, literally be like, sorry, mate. I didn't mean. And then they'll be like, oh, shit. Because they don't want no beef with British citizens because they know that we're wild, but if they shoot a British citizen...
Yeah. It's not going to look good, yeah. You're not busting that case.
I'll say this. I went to New York recently and the men were super unfriendly. To just me and my group.
Yeah. Yeah, well, of course. No. You men are trying to take their bitches.
No. Do you know what?
I was
we're out here and it's some American niggas. I'm not gonna show them love.
No, as well. British accent tax.
Yeah, I'm a hater.
But British accent.
Because the girl's like, oh, it's America.
That nigga ain't even American. Bro. That nigga ain't even American, man.
Do you know what?
That's a shit accent anyway.
That nigga from Dagland though.
When I went to New York, the guys were super friendly.
What are they? They hated me.
The women hated me, man.
There's something wrong with you, bro.
I wonder why.
But the women were loving Jeff.
Women's intuition, for real.
But at the same time, there was a reason why the women hated me.
Why?
Do you know what?
Spending no money.
No. It was more. It was more of like the way me and Jem talk, is just like. There's no boundaries. We literally just cuss each other out. Yeah. And then one of their friends got caught in the crossfire. And I was like, hey, yo, shut up. And I didn't know him. And then she's like, oh, you rude. Then I'm like, whatever. And then that's when the girl, she's basically telling me that my daddy's a shooter. Mm. And I'm like, she was telling me that she get me lined up. And I was like, damn, nigga, I'm getting turned on with your accent. I was like, fuck what you
said. I've got a funny story. So I went to New York in like around New Year's time, and me, Niall, my boy AJ went. And basically, so if you heard the term grenade from Jersey Shore, like it means like an ugly girl.
Yeah.
My boy, bear in mind, he's British going to America. New York's right next to New Jersey. He literally is like, nah, I was chatting to two people and I was like, oh, come
on. You mean name dropping like it's nine.
Now go on. He's finished off his point.
Yeah. Go on.
Carry on. Rest in piss, bozo.
I'm lit. I don't care. But anyway, and AJ's like, oh yeah. Bro, one of them's a grenade. Can't be arsed. And she's like, fucking grenade? What the fuck? And like, they start beefing. And I'm just like, why on earth would you say grenade in America?
Was you with Snooki or something?
I will say this. Man says Snooki, you know?
I see that sound like.
I was thinking about this the other day. Yeah. I feel like we were too young when Jersey Shore came up. Because the situation is a fucking cold name.
Bro. 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 Bro.
Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro. he was on the roof talking shit and his dick was hanging out. And what's his name? His name Vinny.
Yeah. Vinny's the best one there.
He was like, yo, like Mike's talking all this shit and he didn't even realise that his dick's hanging out. Yeah. It's so funny that they put the camera on him, it's just one big blur.
Just funny, apparently half of them aren't even Italian. So they're Portuguese.
What? Swear on.
Oh, just
they're culture appropriating.
So you know Guido stopped being a thing after the Jersey Shore TV show because people were so embarrassed by it. It just like stopped being a thing. So in New Jersey, you have no more people like that, basically. Mm. So now it's just not a thing.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. Oh.
This guy remade it.
It was hilarious. I made it ages before, but I just dropped it.
You're so funny for that. Because
you couldn't find the original.
You're so funny for that. It's like Gabagool.
Hey, I'm walking.
You're
so funny. As soon as I went to New York, like me and I got at the airport, and this guy's like, yo, B, what the fuck? It's like the most New York accent you can have. I'm just like, fucking hell.
Like, you're into New York?
So my uncle lives in Brooklyn, so we stayed there. Okay. But
What part of Brooklyn? The gentrified part?
Yeah.
Everyone,
what do you think?
Catch me on Marshall and
G-Block. What? Keep that.
Yeah, I did.
It was sick though.
Catch me in Harlem, actually.
I'm not gonna lie though, New York.
I play gentrified now.
The crackheads there are crazy. Yeah. Like some guy was doing like a Fortnite dance in the middle of the subway. Like,
I told you.
I told you about my story.
The crackheads are different level.
Yeah, when the crackhead came on the train and he was pretending to be a cow.
He was pretending to be a what?
He was
a cat or a cow?
A cow.
Ooh.
So he
were
was
you
a,
milking him?
He was
international AOT tour, brother.
Niggas.
Wait, what was he milking? What? No, wait, no, he was no, milking what?
No. Wait, so imagine. So
hey, white man contract for real.
So I'm gonna tell the story again.
R.I.P. man. R.I.P.
This nigga was.
I didn't know that Dinorama in New York, bro.
Oh, wait. It's just right, so imagine, Dinorama gone.
Oh, wait. All right, so imagine this guy was 6'6", unit, came on the train, and no one said nothing, but he didn't have a top on, but he was asking for money.
Was he big? Like, wham.
He was like.
As a crackhead, how'd you have time to work?
I don't think he was a crackhead. I think he was just in the street. I think he was in a street gym.
I've got back day, then heroin.
But wait, either way, so he's 6'6", ripped, homeless, came into the subway train, whatever.
How'd you have the nutrition as a homeless person?
Fucking killing.
And then he was asking for money. And I was like, sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Then all I hear now is move, move. And he's walking up the train. I didn't understand what was going on.
Is he walking? No.
He's walking. He's walking.
On like two legs. Yeah.
Two legs.
All fours would have been hilarious.
Yeah, but then he's like, moo. I'm thinking, if this nigga wants to fight someone, if they don't give him money, it's over. So he comes back to me again. And I said, yo, hold this like $1, $2, whatever. And then he just carried on mooing. And he, next stop, just walked off like nothing happened.
I hated the subway. I was scared to go because someone could just approach you.
New York subway is the experience that everyone should take.
Oh, bro! So I got the subway. Some homeless guys like on the like just bench, jerking his dick, and I'm just like, what?
Fair enough.
Fuck.
Wait, hold on. Wait, one nigga was at sipping stroke, and he's talking about that's basically.
It was simple stroke because he had a bottle with him as well, so fair enough.
Double on the agenda. You're basically a dick rider, big boy. Keep that, yeah?
All I'm
keep
saying, that. New York,
hey, bro, he was like,
I'm going to speed up, bro. I'm going to speed up.
New York is the wildest place you'll ever go to.
It's the best parts of London, but better, and the worst. That's how to describe it.
New York is an experience.
It's brilliant.
It's like going to a zoo and then actually being able to interact.
Nah, it's like you're in the cage. Lions. Like it's crazy.
So being at this podcast, like
low key.
Same damn thing, bro.
On the lowest
same damn thing.
No,
it's sick though.
No, New York's one of my favorite places.
Man, the nightlife there.
New York, I want to see is the New York I saw in Gossip Girl.
Bro.
Upper East Side.
You ain't got money for that.
Bro,
you got a post most from.
What's the nightlife like? Is it? What's the nightlife?
Unbelievable. Like, generally, it's so sick. Like, yeah. we had no idea what we were doing. These two random people took us to this hotel. We're thinking, what the fuck is this? We go top floor, sickest rooftop place. Like, music sick. Mm. And to be fair, we all bought a drink each, and it's like they free pour there, so they don't do like shots or anything.
Yeah.
And they just poured, and I'm like, this is fuck it. It's more expensive than London, but I had one drink the whole night. Every sip was like a shot. They literally just pour like, I reckon,
what's it, 3/4 rum and then a bit of mixed sense.
Do you have to like tip everywhere you go though?
Yeah, you do, And joy is, bro, you buy a drink to the bar, you give your card, they swipe it, they give it back, and you have to write how much you want to tip.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, you have to tip because they don't get paid otherwise.
Yeah, you don't have to. No, but if you're in America, it's war if you don't.
No, no, no. You actually like you're a dickhead. They don't get paid. Yeah. They don't get paid otherwise.
My thing is that doesn't that say a lot about like the way America is?
It's horrible.
How do you pay your workers like £3 an hour?
Alice as well. You know they get 10 days holidays, and most people don't even use them because it's like
frowned upon.
I said frown.
Nigga, frown on me.
It's capitalism on
steroids. Nigga, frown on me. Nigga, frown on me.
They want to move to America for jobs because it's better pay. They don't take in, you only get 10. They don't.
Insurance as well. Yeah.
But they don't healthcare.
Like when you get a good job like in the city, but it's like travel time.
Yeah. Sometimes, and lunch as well. That shit adds up, bro.
They don't take in that you only get 10 days of
holiday.
The workload
is nuts.
It's a holiday.
You're not finishing at 5, ever. You're not finishing at 5.
And you don't start at 9 anyway.
Literally, when you work in America, the workload is nuts.
I mean, I think it depends, innit? Obviously. Yeah, the holidays are much less, innit? Well, much less. And then, if you got to work bare throughout the year, innit? But my older brother works there, innit? As the job that I do now.
Bro, you dick rider. What are you saying? Job as your brother. Bro. You dick riding.
Bro.
Dick rider.
Let me land. Hey, get your own flow.
Bro.
Let me tell you why I got into this job. Because
Loki, having a brother's
name. Let me land.
Dick riding your own bro.
Incest.
Let me land. No, wait, let me land. I'm gonna tell you why I got into this.
Go on, Seth Curry.
I'm gonna tell you why I got into this job.
How is dick taste?
No, let me tell you why I got into this job. Because obviously, I FaceTime the nigga sometimes. Yeah, that nigga be high from 9 a.m.
Why are you snitching on bro? He's dick riding, bro. He's snitching on bro.
They don't know who he is, man. Some any guy. You don't know who he is. You don't even know who he is.
We know who you are, nigga. We can make the connection, what? Nigga.
That's Cheeksy's brother. He's fired.
I see the cheeks.
I've seen that TikTok.
Yo, that nigga did amazingly well over there. So, hey, man, I hear
it. One question for you. Has your bro got cheeks like you?
Jesus Christ.
Whoa, why did you ask that?
Ask it again.
Jesus Christ.
Play.
That's a crazy.
Having no pause, play.
That's a crazy question over there.
Play?
Does he?
I don't know, man. I don't know what you're talking.
You do though.
You sound like Uber right now.
I can't lie.
I said this on this podcast, didn't it? But I don't know where I heard it. But someone made a point, you know, that pause doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because like, for instance, right? Let's say you're watching something, okay? And
something
unbecoming comes up on the screen.
Unbecoming.
You can't pause it. Are you gonna pause it a few times? Are you gonna rewind? Are you gonna fast forward it?
Yeah.
Nigga almost said rewind.
But you watch that again. No, because it's not literal.
Is that how the pause came?
I don't know how.
No, but it's not.
I know it's a New York thing for sure.
Yeah.
It's not literal. It's if anything, it's a euphemism. Yeah?
Or it's for what?
How?
Euphemism for what?
Nigga, use a word.
Yeah, no, wait, hold on. Let him land. Let him land. No.
That's crazy.
No.
I don't have a microphone.
How can you use a word that you don't know what it means?
No, but it's used to symbolize something.
Wrong.
Let him land.
That's why you got this durag ass niggas, bro.
Niggas
got durag ways, bro.
Hey, I just gotta take a piss. Hey, put that.
Niggas burning.
It's just used to. Alright,
cool.
Niggas said necromancy, you know.
Actually, I got a question. When's the last time everyone got checked? STD check. STD.
Yeah, we done this last time.
No, but niggas, there's more niggas for the guests.
For the guests.
So.
I'm gonna be straight up. Put the mic on.
Put the mic near him.
January 2020.
I'm glad you said that, my nigga.
Whoa, 2020?
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go straight November. But, actually, I don't even need
to. All right, cool.
Now, we're going.
Why is this a question?
Never.
Seriously?
Never.
Like, we share the same drink, my bro.
Yeah, man. All right, Tukas, how about
you? That's why I'm itching right now, but I just that's how suspicious is going
Victor.
On.
Right, Tukas.
If I speak, nah, you know I'll be like last year, I reckon.
Yeah. You know what, yeah?
Sheriff?
Me, I don't be fucking at him, so.
Huh?
I don't be fucking at him, so.
Bro, you're so handsome. That doesn't make sense.
Listen, I don't be fucking at him. Listen, I don't be fucking at him, so. Let me check. Let me check.
Yeah, that's what I forget because I've been whispering stuff to him all podcast. Whoa, this NHS is at the top, bro.
Yeah, yeah, alright, nigga. Wait. Yeah, alright, nigga.
Why is it so positive? On Tinder. Why is it so positive?
COVID and chlamydia. Yeah. He's on the treble.
I've had COVID. That shit ain't real, man. That shit ain't real, man.
Hey, someone told me, yeah, they felt worse with chlamydia than COVID.
Chlamydia. All
right, cool. All right, cool. Can I? Let me ask you lot a question. All right, cool. Would you lot rather have a pause button in your life or a rewind button in your life?
Rewind.
No, not rewind.
Do you know how many situations I'm in?
Because I feel like sometimes you just gotta let life be what it is.
No, but listen, you know how many situations I'm in? I'm like, if I didn't say this,
it if I didn't do so, what? If I didn't been, do
but
this,
but Sheriff, different. But Sheriff, I'd use the rewind button too much that it would.
You wouldn't live. You never live your life.
If you really think about it though, like, is there much of a difference? Like, say for example, yeah, he's gonna rob a bank, right?
I'm still chasing that high, lads. Do you remember your first nut?
What were you nutting to, big bro? Put me on. What were you nutting to?
Can I tell a story?
Yeah, please. Wait. I was like overwhelmed.
Wait.
First time I nutted, nut came out.
I have a story.
No, I know that nothing. All right,
cool. One second. All right, cool. So I had a toe injury, yeah? And that's why I was off work.
Oh, yeah.
I was dead serious off work for like the first 2 weeks. And everyone was asking like, what's wrong with your toe? And I was like, it's a football injury. Dead serious, I was too embarrassed to tell everyone what happened. So then, like, my toe was hurting beforehand. And long story short, I nutted and my toe's curled and it cracked. And I swear to you,
oh my God,
that I couldn't feel the nut. I just felt my toe and I was like, fuck. And then
That was crazy.
The nut was a madness, but it was so mad. I felt the nut in my toe, like in a way, like I could only feel the pain. And then imagine I went to like the ER room, the next room.
What did you tell them happened?
Tell she like, oh, what happened? And I was like, you know when you're lying, you're just like, I was like,
But the thing is, if you say it's a football injury, they'd be able to start looking from.
Aye, did you manage to watch Bizarre ER on BBC?
Yeah.
BBC
back
you're my nigga for that one. You're my nigga for that one.
Aye, cool. Aye, now that you said that, yeah, let me tell you what happened in the ER room, yeah? So, I was just chilling, waiting, and a black doctor came out, and I heard something, and I ignored it. Nigga, another black doctor came out, and I heard, go back to Africa!
Ah.
And I was like, I turned around, I was like, who said that? I was thinking, this is nuts. So now, another black doctor comes out, yeah? And I'm looking at the person, she stands up and says, go back to Africa. It was a Caribbean lady, yeah? Like, and I was like,
wow. Is this how you really feel?
And then,
damn right.
And then I was like, you know the ones I was getting ready to, I'm like, who said that? Yeah. And then I think it was a black lady. I was like,
I said that to Chino.
Yeah. But then there's some white lady. So she was like, she was basically a crackhead. And another cracker came in, yeah? And she was complaining about her injury. And the black lady goes to the white lady, this bitch steals from Pearson's or something. And I was like, is Pearson still about? I don't know. But then she was like, yeah, this white bitch, da da da. I was thinking,
anyone can get it.
EBK fam.
I got a question.
How many discriminatory racism?
Wait. I got a question. How many nuts have you had in a day? Wank.
Wait, before I answer, your answer.
Wait, would you
mean answer
the most? Script,
what do you mean,
start.
The most?
Mr. Ronaldo.
I know. Listen, I know.
This is
seven
like,
on your back.
This
Ronaldo.
Is like, this is like Messi being like, how many goals you had in the calendar year? We know you got the most, bro.
Yeah.
It's my seven. It's
How many?
This guy's got the most knot on doors I've ever seen.
There was one day where I've actually broken where I got to 8, but cool.
But wait, I have a question.
I reckon four or five.
But play. My answer is 3. Second of all,
you're not nutting enough.
You ain't holding enough.
You're not holding enough. No.
Three is a hungover weekend for me.
Wait.
Three is tomorrow for me.
Did you just give him the tip?
What?
You just give him the tip?
What?
The tip of what? Tip of that. Why am I being lit? Did you just give
him? It's Carmex.
The Carmex.
The camera.
Carmex. The tip.
Just the tip. Just the tip. Just the tip.
Ah. Thank you. Thank you for the tip.
What came out?
Wait, what came out?
Huh?
Came out like
the
eighth nut.
Like next week.
Nut came out,
but it gets clearer and clearer.
I don't know what that nigga talking about.
It's like the sea in the Caribbean. I'm the first time.
Basically,
back in the day.
I got a question after him.
Yeah. Well, no, it's about this. Like 2017. But anyway, I had to send another video, so I was trying to get.
Oh my days! Oh my days!
Wait, hold on. Related to that, what kind of porn were you watching?
Huh?
What kind of porn were you watching?
Wait, what?
I didn't give you one, but go on.
What kind of porn were you watching, big bro?
I love what kind of porn?
Go on.
I need it back.
The worst thing is, I was doing.
Off memory.
Imagine wanks.
Okay. Hear me out. Sometimes they slap the most.
You're so sick. I said imagine wanks.
Sometimes they slap the most.
Can we cut this session early? I don't want to talk
about it. Wait, so Escripto.
You're wanking to your imagination.
Wait, so Escripto, you said, wait. All right, cool. You send a nut video on your 8th wine. That's not even nutty like that.
Bro, that's terrible.
She was going to think, like, this guy's not serious.
That's coming out like Johnson's baby powder.
You know what I'm saying?
You know when you squeeze the bottle and it just goes.
Word. Yeah, that's.
That nut was crazy. I can't even lie.
Oh, you splurging?
Hey yo. This guy's like Henderson.
No, but wait, on your eighth nut, doesn't it hurt after your nut?
It does, bruv.
It hurts, bruv.
It fucking hurts.
That's rug burn.
Wait.
Yo, dick's swelling.
Bruv, it hurts, bruv. It hurts, bruv. Not too much, it hurts, you know. Okay, maybe not third. Hey, yo.
This is a legit question. What do you use as lube?
You might use lube.
Wait, what? What'd you say? Huh?
Olive oil.
Alex, you be using Jergens and
Alex, you actually use lube.
You're warming up the baby oil.
Nah, bro. I like to fulfill myself.
Hey, yo.
Wait, you like to what?
If you can plug anything in your cheeks,
word.
Question.
I didn't grow up. I'm doing dishes. Mine's soft.
I've got a question.
Nobody got to lose me now.
Which one is it? Wait, what was the one about me? Hold on.
Wait. There's a question for Tukas.
Go on.
If he was black for 5 minutes, what would you do?
He didn't fuck.
How many times are you saying that word?
What would you do? What
would you do? I don't
know. Right, Tukas, as your lawyer, do not answer this question. Right, would you get the N-word off?
No.
Tugas.
Are you sure?
If I was a white person, I told you I'm a black person, generally,
I could not care less about that.
Are you sure?
His PR might be crazy right now.
He's back. I'd do the same thing I was doing today. Come podcast my great friends and do a great show.
You man, I got a better.
All right, you know what? Fact, I'm colorblind. I don't see color. I'm seeing the wrong thing. I'm fact.
Wait, hold on.
Everyone.
Who?
Rooms and Lido.
Rooms and Lido.
Call that a leisure centre.
If you was a woman for a week.
Fingering myself.
I'm letting Alice hit.
I don't know that nigga. I don't know him.
I need to go last.
I don't know these.
Soggy Biscuit, who's winning?
All right, fair enough.
Alright, there's what, about 10 niggas in here. Let's play Soggy Biscuit.
I'm what? I'm no. Fine. No, I'm not coming last. I'm not coming last.
I know I stroke the quickest.
No, wait. Wait.
Alice, is that not the most accurate thing ever?
No, wait, fuck that. I'm like three days behind. I'll be last. It's long.
I'll put it this way. I cannot soft.
There's two gems that were dropped in that episode. That was the first one. Was that Andrew Shaw says, I don't wank often because I like coming fast. Gem. That is a gem.
Yeah, but I'm not coming last. I think Chino comes last. I don't think Chino's handled pressures well yet.
Hey, yo, I think Chino's last.
Yeah, Chino's a real stroker.
Yo, I told you. No, but I always stroking.
Let's say you're playing with 10 niggas.
Yeah.
And 8 niggas are nut.
Yeah.
Atlas, can I just say?
If you nut second to last, that's the best nut of your life.
Do you know what that is? That's Solskjaer against what's Bayern Munich in the Camp Nou. You're like, yeah! That's free. Right. That's free. Free Istanbul, right, cool. Like,
bro, I'm legit 3 days behind. It's right, not, cool. Not worth it.
All right, cool. Let's end it here because we have to end it here.
Yeah.
Like, wait. But it's I can't even call it Apes and Tape. Apes and Friends and more Apes and
yeah. Old Zoo, it's, London Zoo.
Yeah, we're in the zoo right now.
In the zoo.
But
just keep an eye on that for a second. What the fuck is that?
Alright, cool. It's Apes and Tapes, yeah. Episode
Cleveland.
35.
Episode 45. Yeah.
Episode 45.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. Yes, like and subscribe. Use the hashtag.
I know this episode's been a bit chaotic, but that's the whole point.
It's the best one. Yeah,
I laughed the most.
It's very chaotic, yeah. But
I can't wait to see what excerpts you use for Twitter.
That's gonna be ridiculous.
You know, it's so funny. Yeah. I asked Alex to edit something out before. Didn't do it.
Hey, the rule is, if you say something incriminating yourself, I'm gonna let it fly.
You defense, nigga. Yeah.
I didn't tell you.
Yeah. You defense, nigga. Yeah, you defense.
What was you about to say?
Nigga, fuck you, bro.
No, it's for anyone.
It's for anyone, bro.
Yeah. How many times did
But how many times Chino's begged me, he's like, please edit this out.
Yeah.
Please.
Maybe. Like twice, three.
Whoa! I just clocked. Yeah.
We're done. Nah, don't. That was a great joke though.
Which one? I don't know.
All right.
I'm too drunk. I don't even remember what's going on.
It's Apes and Tapes 35. We out of here.
Cooked together, nigga.
All right, Rico.
Who wants to be named on the? Hey, come here.
You too, nigga. Yo. Any cookings?
I'm not lying.
End it, bro.
Any cookings I'm involved in?
I don't know what. I don't want to edit out.
Any cookings I'm involved in?
I took a smooth on the camera.
Alright, cool. Everyone come in.
Wait, Alex. It's funny.
Whoever wants to be involved, do you want to be involved? It's episode 35. It's episode 35. Ate some friends.
Look at the color of that shit, bro.
Hey,
that's a perp, bro.
Hey,
you're leading,
hey.
Wait, let me see.
I thought
you're.
You good over there, big bro?
I'm chilling, like.
I feel like a zookeeper. Hey. I swear, I hate black people, man. There's too many black people right now, man.
Wait, hold on.
Boom.